ends the Shishabi Esbet Chus for Amin Ramiro Sishi Yechlu, the Chus for Moshe Gabriel Ben Yehudis, the Chus for Moshe Ben Peshadina, the Chus for Amitzog Ben Ezra Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, the Nishmas Yehuda Ben Franti Chek, and also Lili Nishmas Rav Aharon Yaakov Shachna. We're going to be discussing the Indian of Torah Lishma as he is sold for Kenyan Torah based on a beautiful article written by Harav Olshin Shlita. Rav Shneur Cutler, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshivas Lakewood, told a beautiful story that when Rav Aharon Cutler was in the hospital a few days before he died, he was very weak, and he heard Rav Shneur talking to the doctor. The doctor was a very prominent doctor, very big expert in his field. And he was explaining to him what Lakewood was. He wanted to tell him, you know, this very, very important yeshiva, and he heads the whole thing. This rabbi is the CEO of the whole operation, so therefore you should give him special treatment. It's the most chashuv and the biggest yeshiva in the whole country. And he was talking about how important the yeshiva was. So Rav Aharon overheard the conversation. He's lying in bed, he's very weak, he's old. And he says to Rav Shneur, "Did you tell him Torah Lishma? Did you tell him Torah Lishma?" So apparently he was just trying to, you know, impress upon the doctor how important it is for him to give Rav Aharon the correct treatment. And Rav Aharon just was looking for the emes. He said, "Yeah, it's all nice. It's a lot of talmidim and very prominent yeshiva. But tell him we learned Torah Lishma. If you don't know what Torah Lishma is, then you don't know what Lakewood is." That's what Rav Aharon wanted to say. It's known what Divrei Rabban Shel Yisrael, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and the Nefesh HaChaim, was Masbir and Mevar, this Yisod, what's Torah Lishma? He's basing himself in a Gemara, in Nedarim, Adav Samach Beis, Amad Aleph, Aval Emes Kinyin Lishma, Perush Lashem Torah. V'inyi Kamo Shapirish HaRosh, Amam Reb Elazar, Reb Tzadak, Asay Dvarim Lashem Pa'alam, Lishmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepa'al HaKol HaMa'aneyu. V'daber behen lishman, kol diburcha umatzelcha b'divrei Torah yel Hashem Torah. Kon leida, o lahavin, o lahosif lekach, o pilpov lo lekantir, o lizgos. So it says that you should do things for the sake of Hashem. And you should speak in divrei Torah for the sake of Torah. What does it mean for the sake of Torah? To know, to understand, and to add lekach u pilpul, to add questions, answers, analysis. Velola Kantar, not to start up with somebody. Velola's ghost. And not to be a Balgaiva, not to show everybody how smart you are. The Gemara is a beautiful platform for one to show off how clever he is. Oh, I thought of this, I thought of that. That's not Torah. That's not what the Torah is for. Torah is you're learning Torah's Hashem, and it's Lahosif Lekach Opilpul. It's to add to the Torah, not to add to one's own ego. So Or Elazar Reb Tzedek says, "Asay dvarim l'shem pa'alam." Reb Elazar Reb Tzedek says, "Do for the sake of the one who did them." And on that, the Rush explains, "For Hashem." For Hashem. And then he says, Reb Elazar Reb Tzedek says, "Vedaber behem l'shman." What does it mean, "Vedaber lehem l'shman"? L'shem pa'alam. So on that, the Rush explains, what does it mean, "L'shem pa'alam"? And what does it mean, v'dabra b'hem l'shman? First, l'shem pa'alam, do mitzvahs for Hashem. And then, dabra l'hem l'shma, that all of your speech should be speech in divrei Torah, l'shem Torah, for the sake of Torah. So when you're doing things, do things for Hashem. But when you're learning, learn for the sake of Torah. Because when you're doing mitzvahs, you're doing it for Hashem, kaviyachol. That God's name should be great. But when you're learning Torah, kiviyachol, could it be that it's not about Hashem? It's in order to add on to the Torah, lahosif lekach u'pilpul to the Torah. Mitzvahs you're doing for Hashem, kol pol Hashem l'man neyu, everything in the world's for Hashem, you have to make God's name great. That's beautiful. But when it comes to Torah, the Rush explains, what does it mean, lishman? For the sake of Torah. To make Torah great. And we have to understand this Nefesh HaChaim. Because the Rambam says, we discussed this in a previous shir, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, Ayom Ra'adam Harini Yosem Mitzvah Zator Vosik B'chachmosik Kedesh HaKabu Kol HaBrachas HaKsuvas Ba O Kedesh HaEzke L'chai Olam Haba. Ein Roi Lavet Es Hashem Al Derech Zeh. Don't say I'm going to do mitzvahs in order to be makabel the brachas that are written in the Torah, in order that I should be zochet olam haba. You're not supposed to serve God this way, because that's called oved meyira. And then the Rambam writes, oved meyava osik b'torah mitzvah v'alech b'nesivus v'chachem olam b'nei darvish b'olam osem b'nei shu emes. You serve Hashem out of love. You're osik b'torah mitzvahs. You're going in the pathways of chachma, not because of anything else, just because it's emes. And Lachadala, the Rambam writes, don't learn Torah in order to be rich, for kavod. Don't learn for any of those reasons, to get a good shidduch. Oh, you heard this, a stern girl. She wants a really stark boy, and you really want this girl. So you go, oh, so I better really get into the learning, and then I'll get this good girl, or a different good girl. No. That's not why we learn. We learn le'ahavas Hashem. Whatever you do, the Rambam says, you do me'ahavas Hashem, not me'ahavas the girl, and not me'ahavas yourself. Me'ahavas Hashem. And if you're osek b'Torah in order to be makabel schar, it's lo lishma. And if you're learning in Torah not for year out of fear and not in order to receive reward, but because you love God, then you're osek b'al lishma. So we see in the Rambam that lishma is that you're learning Torah because you love Hashem, not lo hosif lekach l'Torah. So the Rabbeinu Chaim V'loshiner wants to say, based on the Rosh, that learning Torah lishma means lo sif lekach u'pilpul, for the sake of the Torah, to add on to the Torah, to make the Torah deeper, to add chedushim to the Torah. We see here lechora not like that. We see in the Rambam that you're doing it out of love of Hashem, not for the love of the Torah. So apparently the pshat is as follows, that Rabbeinu Chaim doesn't mean that you shouldn't be thinking about Hashem when you're learning. You're not doing it for the sake of Hashem. Of course you're doing it for the sake of Hashem. U'lavdo b'chol levavchem chazal darshan avdeo b'torah. So you're serving Hashem when you learn Torah. But there has to be an additional kavana. In addition to your kavana, that you're learning l'shem shamayim because you love Hashem, you should have an additional kavana, like when you're davening. You have one kavana that you're omei b'fnei Hashem, and you have a second kavana of perish hamilim, what the words mean. You have to have both in mind. When you say Shema, you have kavana you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah seseh derais of Shema, and you have kavana you're going to be mekabel omachus shemayim, and you have kavana that you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of yichud Hashem, of saying Hashem is one. It's not that one kavana excludes the other or precludes the other, but rather each kavana is independently valuable, important, and significant. So therefore, no importance to give it in the same words, basically. But, you know, people like to add synonyms. So the point is that when you learn Torah, you're learning L'shem Shamayim, because you love Hashem. Rav Chaim V'loshiner would agree to that. But you're also learning L'hosif Lekach U'Pilpul, an additional Kavana. Rav Yerucham Mimir, and say for Das Chochm Musar, in Akadama, he writes, and he's talking to the Gedolei Mir, he's not talking to Pashut people. Vata negal nigal negal asod viku god shchayim v'em slachanich al pivas tinoka shel beis rabim v'yodim osu chayevim ko yameim l'shanin o lachzor alav tamid v'ulu b'li lachshav shekniyas ha-torah tolo ach b'machshebis ha-odim b'dayto. Shimach yirt zadim lomor ol kabel Torah mafriya biyado shen kan baylem acherim kla. Ela shetorah rei baylem al atzma. V'lo benokel yizke adam afaiser shetisratz haTorah lelechas elav. He says a big chiddush, and you have to teach kids this way, and you have to repeat it, and that's that you shouldn't think that being kona Torah is tellering your das and your machshava. That if you just want to learn and be makabel Torah, nobody's going to bother you. No, Torah is baylem on itself. Torah is the master over itself, and it's not so easy to be mefayis the Torah, to appease the Torah, that the Torah should want to come to you. And he brings a raya. Look at what the poet, the Paitan, writes in the Yotze, we say in davening, or some say, on the second day of Shavuos, based on Chazal. It's called a story of Shal Kabbalah Satorach Shabor, Ratzah Kam Pam Lorid El Arts Sivva Torah Tekev Pitzirus Adam Rishon Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ratzah Boris Baruch Lotz Satorah Malona Yotze Mizeh Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Kevi Biatzim Watz Adam Rishon Mukh Shal Kabbalah Torah V'Omar. V'al Fepichayim Misapin Lona Chazal Shtar Lortz Tal Lechad Etzla. Shatorah Matzah Kan Od Makom Liton Adam Biyokar Belo Yavin V'chein Menoch V'chein Avram Yitzchak Yankov. The Paitan tells a story there, based on Chazal, that Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Adam, and the Torah says, no, I don't want to go to Adam. Not worthy. He wanted to give it to Avram. Noach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the Torah said no. And then, when it finally came time to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Torah was masking, the Torah agreed, all right, I'll go to Moshe Rabbeinu. You see that you have to appease the Torah. The Torah has to want to come to you. It doesn't just come to you automatically. The Torah has its own will. Rabbi Aaron in the Mishnah, Rabbi Aaron in Marmak Vodah Shel Torah writes, "V'zeh Meir b'fanenu inyan kavod haTorah v'avas haTorah shem yisodei haTorah b'panim chadoshos v'zeh loshan ha'marganisa de beirav Torah s'shem tamima omedes l'fnei adam shel shuosik mishnasa v'omeres Hashem imcha gibor chayil." Hine basti lelamdecha, ken yatzasi lekoreschel shachar panecha v'emtzacha. Ashrechem tizkereni, ashrechem belevavcha titzbeneni. Vayinu da Torah atzma shimetzius mamish. Like the Ramchal writes, al haTorah nemra lo kol dvar yikayishnu mashem. Lo dienu kasav kiyemes hadavar shaTorah imamish or echad. Nitan li Yisrael or lower bo. Ki lo kol chokhmas hanachwiris v'yadiyos hachol. Generally, ideas dover masher yasi masher yasi gasechel b'tarcho, achatora kedoshi, asher lo mitzius gvoa begavim meromim. Haynu sheish l'torah mitzius kayemes bifnei atzma. Veinu rak yidia asher yasi gasechel b'amolavim mitzuyet zalomid rak mitzad machshav v'idia, el she mitzius bifnei atzma mamish, u'mitziusei l'mala rosh mikol. That's the Ramchal and Rav Aaron, the Marganitz de Beirav over here, who says that Torah Hashem Tamimah stands before a person when he's learning, and it says Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayil, God is with you, you powerful soldier. I am coming to learn you. And therefore I've come towards you to receive your face and to find you. Fortunate are you if you remember me. Fortunate are you if you place me in your heart. So the Torah is a mitzvah, and the Torah is speaking to people. This is what this ancient sefer, Marganisa de Bei Rav, says. Melamedes finosen es bina loskem ba'vohogem ba'karoi. The Torah is a reality, and the Torah is happy that you're learning it, and the Torah says, fortunate are you if you remember me, if you place me in your heart. So the Torah is mamash mitzias. So it's a reality, it's a being, it's an entity. And we actually have, I was thinking of a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Sadi Tesam and Beis. It says, if you toil in Torah one place, Torah melas lo b'makom achir, Rashi says, shemechazer esilo mevakeshes meis kona limso lo tamei Torah. That the Torah goes after you and it asks Hashem to give you the tamei Torah. Because you learned. Because you toil in Torah, the Torah goes and asks Hashem that you should be able to learn more Torah. And this makes sense with what it says in the Sefer Marganisa de Bei Rav. That if you toil in Torah, Torah loves you. And it goes to Hashem and asks, V'yomeres ani o'avi, o'avi o'hev, o'mishach ra'im tzeni, I love you. So if the Torah loves you, then the Torah is going to go and ask Hashem on your behalf. And we find more than that in the Nefesh HaChaim and Shaar Dalet, Sof Paragimel. V'zeh Messiah Mashaska Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo iniach etc. l'kayim ha'shenemer l'hanich elo avayesh. Shemavar inyan sham b'chol ha'osa ha'parsha, shumayim ha'atora kadosha atzma asher b'chutz tarona sheyesh le'el yado, l'anchil v'litein tzchar tov l'chol ha'hogev ha'osik b'me'ach mas ha'avosa atzma mamish. Haini l'hosif b'lekech b'pilbo zeh o'avi. That the Torah makes sure that you get tzchar. The Torah is going to give you tzchar. If you learn Torah l'shma, then the Torah is going to give you schar, and that's exactly what it says in the Sefer Marganitza de Beirav. The Torah are osek l'shma kol do'aveh. So of course you need l'hosif ba'lekach v'pilpul, but it also needs to be done out of love. And then the Torah, the mitzvah of the Torah, is going to give you schar. It's going to make sure you get your schar. And that's what Rabbi Yerucham says. The Torah doesn't come to you easily. You have to appease the Torah. The Torah doesn't want to come to you. Like we saw in the Paita, and then the Torah says, I don't want to go to Adam, and I don't want to go to Noach and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. So if you learn, so you learn. You're Mekayim in the midst of Talmud Torah. But the only way the Torah is going to want to come to you, the only way the Torah is going to love you, is if you learn Lishma. You love Torah, and Torah is going to love you back. Am I upon him? So of course you're doing it l'shem shamayim. You have to have Hashem in mind. You also have to have Torah in mind. When you do a chesed for your friend, you're only thinking about Hashem. You don't care about the person. Of course you care about the person. You care about what Hashem said. You're fulfilling the will of Hashem. You also care about the person. So when you learn Torah, you don't only care about fulfilling the will of Hashem. That's part of it. And part of it is to appease the Torah, to make the Torah great, to make the Torah want to come to you and be part of you. And that's really our avoda. Our avoda isn't to engage in mental gymnastics or intellectual acrobatics, but rather to learn Torah out of love of Torah, out of love of Hashem. And then the Torah is going to want to come to us and become part of us. And that's Torah Lishma. Beautiful, okay? There's tons more to say, so Mirtz Hashem. Hopefully we will revisit this topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.